and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Sin. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 2, entitled JSS.
Great episode.
Wonderful episode.
Yep.
You see that we've calmed down since Sunday when we taped our instant cast. It was still good, though. We just finished watching it. It's actually Tuesday night. We taped a day late. Gary was sick. So if you guys want to send him your well wishes, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I was a little under the weather.
Yeah, he was under the weather, so he couldn't tape. Yeah. He was infected. So here we are taping Tuesday night, and I'll edit, and it should still be up late tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So you guys heard our instant cast. You know we thought it was a wonderful episode. Gary, do you still feel that same way after watching it again?
Still feel the same way.
All right. Same here. I really enjoyed the episode. I still enjoyed it. I also noticed things a second time around that I didn't notice because I was probably tweeting or just freaking in too much excitement mode to pay attention that first time. Because I was like, oh, look at that. And then even like reading stuff on Reddit and online and then seeing it myself, I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't notice that the first time. So, yeah, I enjoyed the episode. So before we get into our likes and dislikes, I just had a couple questions, comments I wanted to get out of the way because they're not really a dislike or a like that we all want to discuss. The first one is kind of an announcement. Last week, I mentioned Michonne's necklace. And yes, Michonne did have her necklace prior to getting to Alexandria. I just went back on Netflix and watched an episode in season 5, and it was prior to them getting to Alexandria. And she did have her necklace. However, I will say that necklace looked a little dim, a little old. And this one looks bright, shiny, and new. So I will say that. That's all I'm going to say.
She had time to polish it.
Okay. You know, who's polishing necklaces in the apocalypse?
She's in Alexandria now.
Okay. Okay. So I will give him that. The necklace didn't disappear. She did have it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they got some silver or metal polish there.
Maybe. That's a possibility.
But they got everything else.
Yeah. All right. And these are just not really necessarily likes or dislikes. But I mean,
what are you going to say next? She looks cleaner now?
She does look cleaner.
I'm pretty sure she took a shower. You know, that's true. They got water now.
That's true. I never seen anyone look as dirty as Eden did when she arrived at Alexandria. I'm like, damn. Damn, she looked dirty. Like, geez, you tell me you didn't run across no lake, no pond on your way to there. I don't know.
Yeah. She was just trying to survive.
Yeah. Just survive. What was it? Just survive somehow. Yeah. So we found out what JSS did for it. All right, so that's my first question, though, is regarding Enid. Who does Enid live with? Just a question of mine. Because her mom and dad died, unfortunately. So, like, who does she live with? Like, remember, I think we discussed it. Did we discuss it on the show?
We did. We discussed it.
Because we were saying, like, where do all those kids that don't have parents?
Well, no, that wasn't the show.
That wasn't the show. What show was that?
No, that was, what show was that?
Oh, that was Wayward Pine.
Oh, Wayward Pine.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. I was like, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, kind of same concept.
Same concept. Okay. So who does Enid live with then?
Well, I mean, this right here answered a lot of questions. Because remember, we were trying to decide whether her family were banished.
Oh, yeah.
From Alexander or were they killed.
Mm-hmm.
But now we know they were killed prior to her getting there.
Right.
So it was cool to really find out.
Yeah. And I still see people online saying that they think Enid is working with the wolves. And I even after watching it a second time, I would still disagree.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Oh, because I know people were like, well, she said we, and then Carl had cut her off. But with that, I don't think Carl, when she was talking to Carl, and she's like, this place can't be protected, it's too big. That's how we, and then Carl had cut her off and start saying something. And people are saying that we meant her, the wolves. But those wolves are crazy. Like, there's no way she was with those wolves. There's no way.
That's a tough one. It's tough because we saw how she got there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure there's things that we didn't see. Because, you know, she's a sneak in, sneak out.
Yes.
I mean, she looked like a little spy. But that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But why did she leave at the end?
I don't know why she left at the end, but look at Carol. Carol was going to leave. Remember last season? Carol was going to leave, and then Daryl came and stopped her, and that's when they went after Beth. So sometimes people just like, oh, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why, but some people want to be alone. Some people feel they can survive better that way.
Maybe. But she have all this protection here. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but I guess just not understanding something doesn't immediately go to she's working with the wolves. if anybody, I will give a pass to maybe she's working with those people that they exiled. But we would have to find out more about those people that they exiled, those three people. Like, did she develop a relationship with them? I can go that far, but I just right now I can't go as far as saying, yeah, she's working with the wolves. I just can't go there. Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
There's no proof. Not yet. And then we found out, well, this is kind of a like, but I'll just say it anyways right now in the announcements. All this took place in an hour. Within an hour.
Less than an hour.
Less than an hour. Yeah. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, because we see Carol set her timer. And Nicole said it was 45 minutes, but I think she said it for like 55 minutes.
Okay, I couldn't really tell on that little timer
thing. It was something with five at the end of it.
Yeah, it was an old school timer, so yeah. I couldn't really tell. And then last is, and this is not necessarily a dislike, and the only reason I don't have it as a dislike or a like is because I think we're going to find out more next week. But I did notice Morgan was able to make it back in time. Morgan literally left like a few minutes or a minute before that horn start blaring.
Yeah.
So how was he able to make it back so fast, and then now Rick and them, an hour goes by, and they still haven't made it back?
Yo, Morgan's in shape.
Yeah, but Rick is too. Every other second, sees him running, running, running.
Yeah, but he don't just get up and jog. You know, Morgan is trained. He's a fit machine.
Master Splinter.
He's Master Splinter all day. Morgan probably ran at full speed all the way back.
Okay.
As soon as he heard the horn, he just took off running.
Yeah, but he left before the horn, I thought.
No, I'm saying, but he left before. But, you know, when he heard the horn,
he was probably like, even yeah, went, yeah, gotta get super, there. Super fast. Okay. You know, like I said, it's not a dislike, because I'm pretty sure we'll see what happens next week. With, you know, I'm pretty sure they didn't just say, oh, let's just walk back home. You know, they had to hide from the walkers and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I just want to notate it that we put you on notice, and we'll find out what happened last week to see what took Rick and them so long.
We probably don't see Rick right now because there's no telling Rick if Rick is coming back. They probably just wanted to gather the walkers back up, get them back going on the road.
No, I think they're headed back home because remember Rick and them were like, that sounds like that's coming from home. So they're worried now about home. That horn going off. I mean, they're probably going to try to do both. But if I was Rick, I know my kids are there, like FB's walkers right now. My first thing is, I need to go back home where my kids are.
But you have to understand this also. The horn didn't sound that long. As long as we thought it sounded right on a previous episode.
Right.
Really, it didn't go off that long.
That's true. That's true, but still.
So I'm thinking in that little bit of time, Rick could have gathered himself. Like, okay, the horn went off. Let's get these walkers back out of here.
Maybe. I guess we'll see what happens next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then the last thing before we get into our likes and dislikes is, what does that A stand for? Is it for Alexandria? Did the little boy Sam just happen to have an A stamp? Or is there more deeper meaning? And I saw on Reddit somewhere that the A, the letter A, if you want to get too technical, it's been prominent several times in season 5. And then, you know, with the little boy, Sam, having it on his hand. And then Carol seeing it once again, that stamp. Does it mean anything? Or is it just like, is it just a stamp? A stamped A?
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we see the W's for the wolves.
Yeah.
I didn't, that was one thing. I'm like, okay, these people were hard for their cause. You letting somebody stab you in the head to make that imprint of the W?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm like, okay, I'm with you, but we don't need to get no stabbing on a W just to prove that I'm with you, you know?
Well, I guess they're down for their group.
Yeah.
I mean, this right here, it's probably normal to them. Right now, you know, you're not going to see nobody. Well, you see people do it every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you see, you do tattoos, but like, I don't know. Like, this hurts.
Let me stab that W on you
to prove that you're with us.
So we see it all the time. It's no difference.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it makes more sense in, I guess, the apocalypse time because there's a group that you're in. But right now, when I see people with tattoos all over their face, I mean, each his own.
Yeah.
To each his own.
No judgment. All right, so if it's your first time listening, go back and listen to our Fear the Walking Dead, and then also listen to our first episode of The Walking Dead. But how our podcast goes, we discuss the likes, dislikes, listener letters, and then we have an award and a prediction.
Right.
All right, so let's start off with the likes, and there's so many. If you guys listen to our instant cast, how excited we were. I've calmed down since, but it was like the whole next day I was talking to people at work, and I'm like, you don't watch The Walking Dead? Someone had the nerves to tell me, oh, I forgot. I could have slapped him. Like, what do you mean you forgot? You, how do you forget? You don't have to set an alarm for The Walking Dead. You just know that's what comes on Sunday night.
Yeah.
How do you forget that? You know, that's just crazy to me.
Crazy talk.
Crazy talk right there. All right. So the first like we have is Enid's backstory. I don't think it was that big of a deal that, like, people were gunning for it. Like, oh, I got to know her backstory type of thing. But you were kind of curious about it, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of speculation when it came to her. So, yeah.
Yeah, because we knew that she had been out the longest because when Carl first got there, they told her, oh, Enid's the newest to the group.
Yeah.
She came several months ago. So we knew that Enid was not like the other Alexandria people.
And then we always see her sneaking around.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of stuff, a lot of talk about her. So I'm glad for this right here. I'm glad that they, I guess they did it. But, you know, my immediate thoughts is they would have hushed the fuss about her.
Yeah.
By give her a backstory. But, it makes people, I guess, speculate even more.
But yeah, I was going to say, because it did give her a backstory, but it still doesn't explain why she's going out. But we kind of talked about that with Pastor Gabriel. Ugh, I don't even know why I said Pastor Gabriel. We talked about Gabriel. He kind of runs off. People just do weird shit. I don't know. People are weird in general. They're just weird. So yeah. They do weird shit. So I guess her going out there, sometimes she needs that to feel alive.
Yeah, feel normal.
Feel normal, yeah. And feel just like, remind herself that, okay, I might live here in Alexandria behind these closed walls, and we might be going on day-to-day, going to school, living life, playing video games. But out here, shit is still real, and she might just need that reminder every once in a while.
Yeah.
But her taking the walker's jacket, that was something I didn't notice until second watch. And you said you would never take a walker's jacket because it probably stinks and it's gross.
Yeah, I mean, that's like going to somebody's funeral and taking their jacket off their body.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird. Ew, that's so sick now when you put it that way. That's very sick.
In fact, it's worse with a walker. The walker been dead longer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you gotta survive.
You gotta survive.
Gotta survive.
I've been watching, I think I mentioned on this podcast, The Last Man on Earth. And, like, every episode, they have crisp, clean clothes on, even though it's the end of the world. And it's just that show's so funny. But I was thinking about it. Like, it is the end of the world. I know there's not a store, like a Walmart or a Target somewhere on every corner, but it seems like they would have ran inside a store where they could just grab some clean clothes, or houses, empty houses, just go and grab some clean clothes.
Really, I think that's the last thing on their mind.
Okay.
Because I'm not thinking about no clothes in a town like that where you had to watch your back from walkers, other groups.
Yeah. I mean, we saw it on Fear the Walking Dead.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that they're more concerned with food.
Right, right.
Than clothing and washing their ass.
Because what was the guy's name on Fear the Walking Dead? Nick? Remember, we laughed at him because he never changed clothes, but yeah. Shit got real. Once right. Shit got real, you don't change clothes. So, all right. And then her eating that turtle, which I agree with most people on Twitter, was pretty much the grossest thing I've seen on Walking Dead.
Yeah, it was.
It was so gross. I was like, are you that hungry?
I'm pretty sure she was.
Yes. See, I'm not a survivor, clearly. I don't think I would have it in me.
I think I would have ate that turtle also.
Yeah. How would you know how to even eat a turtle?
I mean, you just got to eat.
Like, how do you even eat a turtle? I don't know. Like, how would you know not to eat the shell, to eat... Ew, that's
I mean,
so
I'm pretty
gross.
Sure you know what not to eat.
Really?
I'm pretty sure you know not to eat no bones. You guys, you took yeah, the bones
well, yeah,
out.
Come I guess
on
so.
Now. You know how to
I
eat the shell.
So. I guess so.
Probably break a tooth on the shell. How do you not know what to eat?
Slow and steady did not win the race that time. All right, so next on our likes is Carol. I mean, she's not next on the likes. She is the likes.
Yeah, she's the likes.
She was awesome this episode, and it's like now I kind of want to study her. I want to study Carol. I want to go back to season one, and I want to tell that Carol, it's okay. Everything will be okay. That's what I want to tell her. You know how they say it gets better?
Yeah.
Like, I really want to tell that to Carol. It doesn't really get better for her, but... It gets better. You won't be scared. Well, she might be scared, but, you know, she'll be able to defend herself.
I don't think she's scared anymore.
I don't think she's scared either.
And the thing is, when she was, I guess when she put the lasagna, mm-hmm. wasn't that what she made?
Yeah.
Well, when she put the food in the oven, the lasagna, she set the timer. When she went to the window and she saw the wolf come up and kill the lady, what was her name?
Shelly,
yeah. When she saw the wolf kill Shelly, I mean, she just reacted.
Right.
She didn't look scared. She didn't look shocked.
Yeah. She's like, oh, shit, let me go get him.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Most people would be scared out of their mind, including me. Hide. That would be my first reaction.
And I would think, even if she's used to that, she still would be shocked, like, oh, man, what's going on out there? Like, yeah. She can't believe it. But, I mean, she just turned around and went straight to action.
Actually, speaking of that scene when you say, I can't believe it, I think I was on my phone or something, because that, right when she got killed, Shelly got killed by the guy, after that went to commercial break. And I was like, wait, what just happened? Did I see correctly? I'm like, what did I just see? You know, I was kind of confused, because, you know, you're just chilling. It's a normal episode. Everything's just going. And then it's like, wait, did someone just kill someone? Like, you know, so that's what woke me up. I mean, not that I was bored before, but it was just like, okay, normal Walking Dead episode, da-da-da-da. And then boom, it was like, what? So I loved it. I loved Carol this whole episode. Her putting the W on her forehead was like badass. It was also kind of scary because we're like, what if someone shoots her thinking that she's the wolves?
Well, basically, she was like one of the only person who was built to survive.
Right. No one else was going to shoot her. Everyone else was probably hiding or just
everybody else was a little getting scared. Killed. And we had Morgan, and Morgan was just, you know, he was just whooping ass.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to kill anybody. And then Carol, I didn't notice this until second watch, Carol having Morgan in that chain. Like, remember, because we saw a couple of them. Now, what the hell is up with them? Like, were they going to take hostages? Because it seemed like they were slaughtering some people, and then you did see them holding people in chains.
Yeah, it looked like they were slaughtering the weak and trying to take the strong.
Maybe recruit them eventually?
Yeah.
Like, join us, convince them to join?
Yeah, I don't think they were hostage.
Okay.
I mean, they were kidnapped.
Yeah.
But I don't think they wanted to give them back.
Yeah, eventually they're probably just going to take, probably they were going to make them part of their team.
Right.
Because if you remember last season, when those wolves approached Morgan, I forgot what episode happened. It might have happened at the end of the season. Remember when the guy was like, I want your food, but I'm also going to have to take you as well. And that's when Morgan was like, I'll give you my food, but you can't take me.
Yeah.
So maybe they were going to take him to, I don't know.
And that's what I said. I think they're taking them strong. Taking the people that would benefit them through this apocalypse.
Right. But then again, we did see them take that other guy and put the W on his forehead and then slit his throat and make him turn into a walker. Remember last season? And they had all those walkers where Daryl and Aaron got caught up.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're doing. I don't see how people have time for this in the apocalypse. Like, making zombies out of people and doing all this nonsense. Like, just, really, it's just pretty much what Enid said. Just survive somehow. Why are you doing all this other bull?
I mean, we don't know. Maybe the wolves are surviving.
Okay.
I mean, see, we don't know their story.
Yeah. I mean, to me, really, it's not like, it's pretty much the same as the Terminus. Like, I don't really need to know your story to find out why you're doing evil shit. Like, it doesn't really matter. You're still doing evil shit.
We have to think about it like this. To them, they're probably trying to kill Rick and them before they get killed.
Yeah, but if they weren't messing with you,
they probably think sooner or later, this group is going to come after them. So we might as well go ahead and hit them first. And, you know, that's Rick's mentality now.
Yeah.
That's his whole mentality that we got to kill them first. Whether they're good or bad, we don't care about them.
That's true, but I mean, they didn't. They could have watched them, like they saw blind spots. Why didn't they watch them and see how they lived and what kind of people they were before making that assumption? And at the same time, the wolves honestly seem so crazy. Like, I don't even think they're thinking rationally anymore.
I don't know, because the wolves kept saying that you're gonna die anyway, stuff like that. Like, I mean, you're gonna die. You shouldn't even be here.
So, I mean, well, that's probably what they think. They probably were watching Alexandria. No, they didn't know about Alexandria. I mean, they probably think that about everyone now. You're going to die anyways.
Yeah, but they kept telling them, like, you shouldn't be here. They kept telling them that. Like, we saw, like, a couple of wolves tell people that you shouldn't be here. So I wonder why they're telling people that. I wonder why they feel that the people shouldn't be there in Alexandria.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're jealous. Like, that's not fair. You were get to live behind these walls in a nice home, and we've been struggling.
I don't know. I don't think they're jealous. I don't think they're concerned about living in homes anymore. They just don't look like the type.
Yeah, they were wild. And then Carol was just really badass. But another thing I really liked about her was all the headshots. She was going around. Oh, yeah. She wasn't asking no questions.
No questions.
It was boom, boom, boom.
Morgan took like 15 minutes, 20 minutes to tie the guy up.
Yeah.
Maybe get some questions out of him.
Right. Tying that guy up. What'd you spend 10 minutes tying that guy up while other people were sitting around dying? But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Well, but
all that time was wasted because Carol came and shot him.
Shot him straight in the head while he was talking. So, yeah, I loved it. Carol was very badass. She made us proud. And once again, she was a hero. And I thought it was funny because the lady, I believe it was the lady that she ended up having to stab in the head, that first lady on the stairs.
Yeah.
She had called Carol a hero when they were talking about the meals before all this happened.
Right.
She's like, oh, you're such a hero. And I was thinking, like, yeah, Carol is a hero.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny how they just brought that back.
And the thing about Carol is Carol's used to blending in. Like she said, she's invisible again.
Right.
And we saw that when she went to Terminus, that she put the walker blood on her and walked right in with the walkers after blowing some shit up.
Yeah.
So we know that we know that Carol can adapt to anything. Adapt to any situation.
Yeah.
See, she can blend in.
Yeah. She was awesome.
Like in Alexander, she was just blending in. She was Betty Crocker. Cooking, teaching them how to cook. Real sweet.
Still talking about Ed, her husband.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I know Carol, so I know what she's like, but when she's talking, I'm like, oh, is Carol, is that the new Carol now? But I'm like, no, she's just playing the game.
Yeah.
All right, so next we have Jesse. And I have a feeling Jesse, I know it's still early, but I have a feeling she could be the next Carol. She could be, a Carol Jr. Because she was a victim of domestic violence, and she's not taking that anymore.
Yeah, but she's not going to be on Carol's level.
You never know.
No, because you had to think about it. She still had the comfort of their home.
I don't know how much longer they're going to have the comfort of their home.
Carol had to survive out there with Rick and him in the wilderness, had to look for a spot. Right here in Alexander, they ran them off, and I'm pretty sure they had put things or steps in place to kind of protect it more. I mean, the only thing that could happen now is to get overran.
Okay.
By walkers.
Right.
That's the only thing I see happening now. Or the wolves could. I don't see the wolves coming back no time soon. It might be a little while, because they have to regroup, and they know everybody inside there have guns.
Yeah, I mean,
and the wolves got away with one gun.
Yeah, one gun. So, but you can do a lot with that one gun. But just seeing her remind her son, and we kind of discussed that, like, was Pete hurting her and the children or just her? And yeah, she proved tonight, or she discussed that, yeah, he was definitely hurting the kids.
Yeah, we already knew that, though.
I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, they already mentioned that.
Okay. Yeah, because she said, raise your left arm over your head.
Carol brought it out of her son last season.
Well, Carol last season, when she told Rick, she said, he's beating Jesse. He may even be beating Sam.
Right.
So she wasn't sure about the kids.
I'm pretty sure she was sure, or she wouldn't have said anything.
Okay. And then it was like, it must have been a serious beating. It must not been like, oh, you were bad today. I'm going to give you a spanking on your bottom. It must have been like, I'm beating you like you're a stranger off the street, because he couldn't lift his left arm. What the hell? Yeah, what the hell was he doing? So that really kind of made me hate Pete, and I'm just kind of glad he's alive. Glad he's dead now, because it's like, seriously, you were doing that to your child. You were doing that to a child, period. And then Jessie, she's just no longer being that victim. I mean, she went overkill on that lady. Killed her. I think it showed all those emotions and that anger and that all those feelings that she probably had built up for Pete all those years. He beat her up and he was too strong for her to overtake, or whatever the case, she felt she couldn't fight him back. So I felt like that was her moment of just letting all of that go.
Yeah.
I thought so.
I agree with you.
Okay. So I really like Jesse.
But I don't agree with you that she's a new Carol.
Okay. That is an early prediction, but you never know.
Yeah, you're reaching.
Okay. You never know.
One funny thing that Carol did was, remember when she had Morgan act like he was her prisoner or whatever?
Right.
And they saw the pastor about to die. Oh, yeah. she said, leave him.
I didn't notice that until second watch. Yeah, that was funny because she was like, leave him. And then Morgan's like, I can't. And I'm like, okay. And so I was like, who's she talking about? Just like a random person. And then when Morgan went up there, I realized, oh, it was Gabriel. About to die for like the 100th time. So, yeah.
Yeah, Carol's cold-blooded.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, Gabriel's part of the team. We know him.
Yeah, but you know, it's like Carol's like, you know, he was talking shit about us last week. Well, you know, he says we can't be trusted, so forget about him. I think if it was like Michonne or someone else getting hurt, she wouldn't have ever said like leave him.
I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know. Carol's in survivor mode.
Yeah.
She was on go for real.
All right, so this person, surprisingly, is becoming, I wouldn't say a favorite character, but he's becoming a tolerable character, because I honestly, we didn't start podcasting Walking Dead until this year, but if we had been podcasting it last year or any of the prior seasons, I would have probably said 100 times that I hated this character.
Who's that?
Eugene.
Oh, I just said it last episode.
Yeah. But now I know he was good last episode, and then now I'm like, he's good again. I wish he would stop wearing those damn cargo shorts, but I'm starting to like Eugene. I think he's pretty funny.
I think he's funny, but he still needs to die.
Okay. I don't want him to die. I mean, if he died, I'm not gonna like cry about it or anything like that, but
I mean, he's still a weak link. I mean, we don't need comic relief.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We need some people that's there to help us.
Yeah, but you know, it's good to have that comic relief. Sometimes you just need a little break from all that badass action that Carol's giving us and just get a good laugh in there once in a while. So, Eugene, just some funny things he said is they were talking about building a new, they're expanding.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the new space is going to go to a church. And he's like, right. Why are we wasting on the church? That could be a sweet ass game room. Gary even looked up. He's like, wait, did he just say game room? I thought that was funny. And then him just even kind of throwing shade at that new doctor lady. What's her name? Denise? Is it Denise or somebody else?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever the doctor's lady name is. He's like, you're a doctor? Like, come on, man. Yeah. So.
But she threw shade right back.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, are you? So, yeah, who knows?
And she told him she heard about him. She heard the stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear that part. So, who knows? That might be like a new relationship developing.
You think it's a love connection?
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, even though Tara and Eugene are close friends, Tara is a lesbian. So that will never happen between her and Eugene. Unless she changes her mind or whatever. But, yeah, I could see maybe him and that doctor lady. Because they connected this episode somewhat. I don't know. I'm just looking for a new love connection here. All right. So Eugene saying his services. This was the funniest part. When he's like, my services will be best rendered here. When everyone else was like, okay, I need to go out there. They need me out there. Eugene's right. The only one that said, I need to be right here.
Yeah, he's still scared. He's still scary.
Yeah. But I know as much junk as we talk about Eugene, like, I kind of feel bad for talking about him and Gabriel as being such scary people.
Not me.
Really? Because, like, I know myself, and I know I'd be scared. Like, I would be so, I would never adapt to that world. Never. I would probably have been dead a long time ago. But if I was lucky enough to get with a group, I'd be just like Eugene. Like, yeah, I'll chill right here. Yeah, I got this. I'll help her with this body that's probably not going to live. So, sometimes I feel bad about talking about them.
Nah, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, you have a scary time limit. But
What's the time frame? You can be scary.
You can only be scared for like 3 episodes.
Okay.
That's your time limit. After 3 episodes, you got to get with the program.
All right.
You know, Gabriel had an excuse.
What was his excuse?
He's a pastor.
So?
I'm saying that's an excuse that he didn't want to kill people.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want to kill. So, I gave him a pass. But I can't give Eugene a pass. He didn't send him on a wild goose chase. Talking about something Washington.
I mean, Eugene had a good reason for trying to get them to Washington.
But I'm just saying that he sent them on a wild goose chase and couldn't do shit to help them out.
Yeah.
When some real stuff popped off.
Yeah, it's true. But then Gabriel, he is okay with killing because virtually you're pretty much he killed his flock or whatever by not letting them in the church. Like, to me, that's like the worst thing you could do. You're not supposed to ever turn someone away from the church.
Maybe he wasn't sure what was out there.
Come on. Don't make excuses for him. He knew what was out there. They're banging banging on the door saying, Gabriel, let us in.
But there probably was some walkers out there with them.
So you let him in.
Yo, I'm saying you got to turn him away and live to preach another day.
Crazy.
Somebody out there. Somebody else might need his services.
I'm going to quote Jack from Lost, live together, die alone. And that's what happened. He almost died alone. All right. So another badass this episode was Morgan. I also have some dislikes, but so we'll get to that. But right now, let's just talk about the likes that we liked from Morgan.
I like everything about Morgan. I don't think I had a dislike when it came to Morgan.
Okay.
Morgan was like the master splinter of this episode.
Yeah, but he also is kind of reminding me a little of Tyrese. Like last year, Tyrese is so badass, but then he was scared to kill people. And it's like, where did that come from, Tyrese?
I don't think that they are scared to kill people. I think they just don't want to. They're looking at people like life. They're looking at this like, this can't be life. We can't be living like this.
Right.
I guess they don't want to become savages, where they're killing people when they can just turn them away.
Yeah. And once again, I am talking like as if I'm about that life. Like, you know, I understand. Like, I can't even imagine ever killing somebody. Like I cannot imagine doing it ever. Even if someone was attacking me, I don't know. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I have it in me. Who knows? So I understand where they're coming from. But at the same time, like in this world, in this zombie apocalypse, you can't just, I mean, you've seen it too many times. You can't just let people go. They'll come back for you.
I mean, we've seen it a lot of times, but we've seen it with the other group. We've seen it with Rick and them.
Yeah, Morgan doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, right.
But Morgan technically has, because those two wolf guys he already saw. He's like, damn, I'll let y'all go. I beat you up and let you go. You still out here doing this shit? So he does see they haven't learned their lesson. They're still out trying to kill people.
Well, he probably knew that they were still trying to kill him. I mean, they're not going to stop because he let them go.
So isn't he virtually killing people because he let them go?
I mean, maybe. Maybe, but I guess it's not on his conscience.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of like, it should be. It's kind of like, you know how you hear about, like, oh, they had a serial killer in their custody, but they let them go. Like, well, I don't want to use anything real life because I don't wanna get people sad. But, like, you know how you hear about, like, serial killers or a killer, and then they let them go, and then they kill again, or a raper, and they let them go, and then they rape again.
Right, right.
So that should be on people's conscience, right? So to me, that's what Morgan's doing. I mean, I know we're kind of getting dislikes now, but that's ultimately what he's doing when he's letting these people go. They're not going and going, oh, good, I'm glad I got that second chance. You know, I'm going to go on the straight and narrow.
You don't know that.
Yeah, but I don't know. If these people are willing just to come up and try to kill you and take you, then you obviously know they're not good.
I mean, the same way he's looking at the wolves, it's the same way he's probably looking at Rick's group. Because remember, when he came there, Rick was shooting a guy in the head. So the only difference between them and Rick is he knows Rick. Or he knew Rick. Because remember, he had to save Rick's life before.
Okay.
I mean, I think that something happened along his journey, and he's just trying to get back to seeing the good in people. Maybe everyone don't have to die.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I can see, obviously, Morgan's been through some things. We know he lost his wife. We know he lost his son. That could definitely take a toll on someone. So I definitely understand that. But and just to talk about his likes, I thought he was very badass this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, he was giving people chance after chance. He's like, leave. Did anyone leave? He's like, I'm going to beat you up. Then he even told the guy at the end, sorry. Because I don't know, like, did he kill that wolf guy?
I don't know.
We don't know if he killed him. It's not confirmed. It's not a confirmed death. But he sure enough gave him a beating of his life. So,
yeah.
And then him even saving Gabriel, that was really cool. Because, like, God was, like, had his hand up to stab him. And then, boom, that's when he saved Gabriel.
Yeah.
And what was that guy? That was the guy that was saying that you guys are surrounded, you're going to die, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be here. Well, that was one of them saying that.
Right. Yeah, but I really enjoyed Morgan's scenes. I thought he was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was awesome, even without the killing.
Yeah, I mean, if it was season one, season two, I would say yes, that he's doing it the right way. But I know we've seen so much, and I hate to be that, okay, I can't trust anyone anymore because I've had 3 bad experiences, but I understand at the same time where Rick's coming from. Like, they've let so many people go. They've given people so many chances, and the people always prove them that, you know, people do bad stuff sometimes. Not everybody, but yeah, a lot of people do. I really liked Carl this episode. I've liked Carl for a while now. I think it was maybe season 1 through season 3 is when he kind of got on my nerves. Maybe even season 4.
Yeah, I like Carl. You know, Carl's not scared.
Yeah.
He's not.
He offered Ron safety, even though there might be some little jealousy going on with him and Enid triangle thing. But
he told Enid when they were sitting in the kitchen, and when she said we're surrounded, I was giving her a little speech, her long drawn out.
Yeah.
You know, he said they're going to die. All of them.
Right. Right. And then I liked how he kind of shut eating up and she's like, yeah, I'm about to go. He's like, you're not going anywhere. Sit down and help me protect Judith. I was like, yeah. Tell her, Carl, you know, let her know that she can't just leave right now. And Judith is in danger. And, you know, she's the golden child. So
yes, you got to protect her. He was given a job to do. Babysit.
Yeah.
And he's the number one babysitter in the area.
Right, right.
Yo, yeah. All the parents call him.
Yeah. I mean, even though Carl was a little disrespectful to Gabriel, but in the end, he did offer up his services and said, yeah, I will go ahead and train you. So that's going to be interesting to see how Carl training Gabriel. Yeah, I would love to see that, you know. But I liked his scenes.
Yeah, Carl has a lot of confidence. Like he told Ron, come in, I'll protect you.
Right.
Carl know his skills.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Carl. He did a good job this week. All right, so that pretty much wraps up our likes. I'm pretty sure we had a lot more, but we kind of covered them on our instant cast. The episode was wonderful. Now,
yeah, that it was.
Yeah. Now, the dislikes we have, in my opinion, is not necessarily disliking the show. It's more of disliking what the actions of the character.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, damn, Gabriel, why'd you do that? Or damn, Morgan, why'd you do that? So the first dislike I have, and I did discuss it on the instant cast, but it was such a big dislike with the character. I'll have to say it again. Deanna and her son, Spencer, needs to step aside. They need to step down. They need to put in their resignation and let people know that they are no longer, well, they're not in charge really, but he doesn't need to be protecting anything. He can't shoot worth a damn. Sasha should have been up there.
Yeah.
And she needs to step aside because she's too scared to do anything.
Although I think she did the right thing. I think Spencer is a punk ass.
Okay.
You know, Morgan had to tell him to hide.
Yeah, yeah. Morgan don't make nobody feel bad about themselves. He's like, okay, hide.
Yeah. I mean, that shit make you feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're a grown man and another grown man telling you to hide.
And, yeah.
No, you have a gun and he's about to run in with a stick.
Right, right.
Come on now.
I mean, at the same time, I will say that, you know, like when we're at war, you don't see a president go and fight. So I guess Deanna is in that case. But at the same time, the captain of the ship does not leave. And that's kind of also where I see her as. So, you know, Rick, he's the leader of his group. He goes in first. He goes, you know, he's always there in the action. He doesn't go, oh, I got to sit out here because I'm the leader. So to me, in order to be an effective leader, you need to lead. You need to go in there and show the people that, hey, we're strong. We're not going to give up.
But like she mentioned, she don't have any skills. She don't know how to shoot a gun. It's not like she had those Morgan fighting skills. So she would have went in there just to die.
Well, then that's another issue that we have. You're telling me that you've been in this position for this many years and you haven't adapted any skills? You haven't gained any skills at this point?
Well, they didn't have to.
No, but it's like being in the military and not know how to shoot a gun. Like, oh, well, we've never been at war, so I don't have to learn how to shoot.
But you got to think about it. They don't know what it's like on the outside. They don't know. So they didn't have a reason to, you know, get their skill level up. You know, go to take that boxing class, that kickboxing class, or go to the gun range. They didn't have a reason. I mean, that's why Spence, you know, that's why he said, you know, I'll stay out here. Well, he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But Morgan saw it in his eyes. Like, yeah. Oh, this guy's scared.
Right, right. I mean, Spencer, he was only getting like one shot out of five. Every time he shot, he might have hit someone once. Until he shot that truck when he had to shoot a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, either way, I still say, okay, you know what? You're right, Rick. You guys are here. I've held it down this long, but you know, now it is time for someone to take leadership.
Yeah, remember when Spence asked Rosita, is it like this on the outside? Is it always like this?
Right.
So, like I said, he never been through that before. And Rosita said, yeah, it's always like this.
Yeah, and that's why she's like, you need to have someone that you love, someone that you care about.
Right.
That you know you're not willing to lose. All right, another dislike I had, or that we both had, oh no, I guess it was kind of just me, was Morgan as well.
Yeah, that was just you.
Okay. Like, I like Morgan. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anything to happen to him. I want him to stay there. But, like, when he told those group of guys, hey, leave, you know, we got guns, y'all don't, they might be pointing at you. I didn't really have a problem with that. I saw a lot of people on Reddit and stuff were saying, damn, now he just told everyone that they have guns. And I don't think he made it sound like that. It was not like, oh, come get our guns type
you
of thing.
You mean you told everybody? They heard the gunshots.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking that too. Like,
the whole time you were talking, that's all you heard in the background.
You're right, gunshots. Yeah. So it's not like it was a secret that they had guns. They clearly had guns.
It was clear.
Yeah. But him talking to him, and it was just like, I don't know, it reminded me of like a gang thing, like, don't join a gang. You're hanging out with the wrong crowd. Like, that's the pep talk he gave him. He's like, you guys are going the wrong path. You know, you keep going down this road, you're going to end up dead. Like, that's like the cliche gang talk. Like, don't join a gang, you know, hanging out with those wrong people, you're going to end up dead in the street. So, like, I don't know. I was just like, okay, Morgan, now it's not time to give him a pep talk. These are grown ass men and women right here.
Yeah, it's too late for him.
Yeah, it's too late for him.
They're grown now.
Yeah, but that was my only really issue I had with Morgan. It was just that pep talk, and then, as we mentioned, him kind of sort of getting like Tyrese 2.0.
I didn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
You know what? The pep talk was funny now that you broke it down like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have a problem with it. Yeah, yeah. Morgan wasn't a big dislike to me. Well, he wasn't a dislike at all. But that guy, Ron was a big disappointment to me.
Okay, why?
I mean, I understand that his dad died. But like Carol told Sam, yo, you got to get over it.
Carol was so wrong. How are you saying that to a little boy?
It happened now. It's done.
No one said that to her when little Sophia died. You know, she was sad and everything.
Yeah, she was sad, but she got over it. So Ron needs to get over it. I think he needs to get over it. His dad obviously wasn't a good person. But yeah, just because he hates Rick, now he hates Carl. I just don't like this guy.
I don't have a problem with Ron yet. I mean, he's acting like a typical teenager. His dad did just die. I don't know that feeling of, like, having an abusive dad and then them dying. I would think, like, good for him, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, cold like Harold. So I'd be like, good, damn, I'm glad he's gone. But who knows? That is still his dad. So,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
But you never know. But, yeah, I'm cool with Ron. I mean, he's going to come around.
I'm not, because he'd be acting like a little beat this whole episode. You know, like, he was all hugged up on Enid, crying and shit.
Yeah, he was in his feelings, but...
Yeah, he was in his feelings a little too much.
Okay. We'll let him slide. He's a little boy. Still a young boy.
You just wanted to give me a haircut so you could talk to me, Mom.
Yeah, I mean, him yelling at his mom, it was like, come on, get over yourself. But, you know, like I said, he's a teenager.
Is that your friend, Mom?
She's like, yeah, that is my friend. Like, that was kind of weird, but... All right, so now we have our any listener letters. You guys can email us at dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. We would love to hear what you guys thought of each week of each episode and get your feedback, because you'll probably notice something that we didn't notice or have a different point of view.
Right.
All right, so we have an email from a new listener or their first time writing in.
Cool.
Derek. And he said, first off, I'm glad I found your podcast. The Walking Dead is my favorite show, to say the least. Since I am new, I was not sure if this was a husband-wife duo or what, but the chemistry on the show is great. Such a refreshing change of pace to the flow of the information.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool. Yeah,
that is cool. We are husband and wife.
Yes, we are.
We probably talked about it like early. Well, we sometimes talk about it, but... We probably talked about it like when we were first podcasting. Our first podcast was Game of Thrones, so we probably mentioned it there. And this is just a great way to plug our website, theverdictsin.com. We have an about page. It tells you all about us that we were willing to give up or whatever. So anything on there, you'll get to know us a little bit more there if you care to know more about us. So my favorite color is blue. I'm just joking. So anywho, yeah. So yeah, husband and wife. Yeah.
Together for 12 years.
12 years. We met when we were babies. So.
Yeah, we finished each other sitting. No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we don't do that. But, yeah, something cool to say.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, we don't finish each other's sentences.
No, not at all. All right. So here's my feedback for the premiere. And this is Derek talking. He said the bad things. Rick should have buried Pete's body in the camp. This is going to be another wedge between the citizens. I'm guessing he's meaning citizens of Alexandria.
Yeah.
Especially his son, Ron. He better watch his back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of thought at the end of last week's episode, Ron was going to be a problem towards Rick. But now that everything has gone crazy, I don't think Ron could be worried about Rick right now. Like, at this point, they know that there's a bigger threat to them than Rick. Yeah.
Yeah, but Derek sent this after last episode, so he, you know, he didn't get a chance to see
episode two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end results yet, so we both thought it. We both thought he would be a problem.
Yeah, because we kind of questioned if he was the one laying the, making the noise with the horn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he wrote this before episode two, after episode one, before episode two.
Then we already found out he was a snitch.
Was he?
Yeah, run and tell his mom that.
Oh, yeah.
Run to his mommy.
Yeah, snitches get stitches. All right, they seem to have taken all the soldiers with them on the run. Who's protecting the camp from the wolves? Oh, so he's a good guesser. He said possibly Carol and useless Eugene, who can't even steal food and eavesdrop. So, yeah, you were right with Carol, Derek. And he said Eugene should just get bit.
That's how I felt.
I wish Carter had shot him in the face. Damn, that's you sound like felt. Gary. No, Eugene, I'm starting to like Eugene. He's funny. So, I mean, like, I used to feel that way about Eugene. I used to really could not care about Eugene, but I think he's funny now. All right, leading the huge herd out of the area seemed dumb to me. We agreed. Where are those 1,000 walkers going to end up? They'll be chomping on other innocent people. And I don't know if we talked about that on the podcast, but I think we talked about it just privately. Like,
yeah.
How all those walkers, they're going to end up somewhere else. They're going to end up hurting another camp.
And they may end up coming back.
Yeah, they may end up turning around. You make another loud noise. All this, even if the horn didn't go off, all this gun shooting, well, no, gun shooting, bullets, you don't hear it that far away, right?
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised they heard the horn that far away.
Because remember, the gunshots is what kept bringing them to the prison.
Okay. But how'd they hear the horn now? Oh, I guess stuff travels far. But, like, could you hear a horn? Because how many miles off are they? Like, 20 miles? Could you really hear a horn 20 miles away? That's like saying I could hear a horn from the city. You know, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
We live in Metro Atlanta. We don't live in the city. So, you're telling me if someone blows their horn right now from downtown Atlanta, I could hear it here? No, it's impossible.
Yeah, you're right. It is impossible.
Now to think about it.
Yeah.
You know? How loud is the horn going to make? You don't hear a horn that far.
And then all the other noise, the zombie noise.
Right. I mean, and I...
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know. I don't think you could be able to hear a horn that far. We'll let it slide. All right, so he wrote, good thing, short list of many. The Rictatorship for shutting Father Gabriel down. Damn, I partied when I heard that. It was too good. He's talking about when Rick was like, nope. Yeah, we like that too. Morgan held little ass kicker, thereby squashing the beef between him and Rick. Yeah. And we haven't heard little ass kicker in a long time. Remember, that's what
Daryl
used to call her.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then he called, he shipped these people. Morgshone, which stands for Morgan and Michonne. Morgshone, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but is going to kick off soon. Did y'all see how she was looking at him? She wants that stick. I don't know. If it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
I don't know. She's a killer, and Morgan's not at this point. So they need to get on that same path.
What the hell are you talking about? They got to get us. That's not a path that you got to get on.
Yeah, it is.
Because one of them's a killer, and another one.
Okay, so someone can date a killer can date a non-killer? Come on. Yeah, it is clearly, that's a clearly a lifestyle that they have to be on that same path.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
It's like if I was in the army.
No, that's not the same thing. I went to war. That's not the same thing.
I was going to war. I was a, you know, I have to kill people, you know, if I went to war.
No, that's not the same thing.
You're not
going
to stop dating me. It is the same thing.
No, it is not.
Because they're every day at war.
No.
So somebody got to be the killer.
No, that's not the same thing. Michonne will literally kill people. She stabbed people to death. She's a killer.
She's at war.
Okay. I think they need to get on the same wavelength before that can happen. You're acting like one likes candy and the other one doesn't. It's not something that small. It's like, you know, it's a whole different belief of what they believe is right and wrong or what they're okay with and not okay with. But who knows? Maybe Michonne's...
I don't know. That's the funniest thing I heard all
You're crazy. That, to me, that's a big difference.
Either both of them got to be killers or both of them can't be killers.
Yes. Yes. But, okay. Y'all let us know what you think. And then he said, Morgan asking his future lady why she ate his last peanut butter protein bar. That's right. The pettiness does not even stop in the ZA, y'all. Yeah, that was the funniest scene of last week's episode. Carol throwing in how scary their plan sounded, but then backing them up on it. Damn, she's cool. And I bet he's thinking she's even super cool now after, you know, last Sunday night's episode.
Right.
He wrote, Morgan is such a G. He immediately saw through her disguise. Lenny James is the shit. I agree. Lenny James is awesome. And his accent is even awesome. Like, a lot of them have accents. They're all from, like, different countries and crap. Right. So, it's kind of cool when you hear them talk. I'm like, oh my gosh, Rick doesn't sound like Rick. Or, what's her name? What's the girl's name? Kate? Maggie.
Oh, Maggie.
Who the hell's Kate?
Oh, Kate's dead.
Who's Kate?
Who is Kate?
There is no Kate. There's never been a Kate.
There wasn't a Kate?
No, you just made up that name. I will name a real character, Maggie. She has an accent. And then, you know, as I mentioned, Abraham, I think they said had an accent too. So I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
So I heard it somewhere. I was like, I got to see him in an interview or something.
I heard him in an interview.
He's not a regular? I'm not regular, but he was like American.
Yeah, he sounded country.
Country, okay. Yeah. Okay, all in all, I'm just glad to see our real show back on. Right. And he said, not fearing shit. Glenn, he's going out on runs with the dude who killed Chris. Yeah, Noah. When he says Chris, he's talking about everybody hates Chris. Yeah. He's talking about Noah. He shot and tried to kill him a few days ago. Now wants to have your back. Not a good look at all, dude. And then he has wish they would die. That's the most likely to die. But he has calls it wish they would die. I like that. Although our most likely die, it's not necessarily someone that we want to die. It's just that we predict they're dying.
Yeah, it's just a prediction.
Yeah. But he says Eugene and Gabe.
Because if I had to pick up people I wish would die.
Oh, yeah.
my list would go on.
Yeah, that'd be a long list. Now he says wish they would die, Eugene and Gabriel. Yes, you're right. He's no father. Both are worthless. Like, damn. Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty strong to call him worthless. I don't know.
I agree with him.
They're both coming around to me now.
But, you know, Gabriel, he wants to learn. He's trying to get there.
Yeah. I think Gabriel may be the next Carol.
Now you're reaching.
I know I'm reaching. But I think Gabriel, the way he was looking at those guns, and he's like, I don't know how to use these, or I'm no good with guns. I think he's kind of like, eventually, you know, he may be able to, like, hold two guns and kill. Like, what was that? What was that movie we watched when they, I don't know. Like those silly comedy movies when they have those guns, they're like, pow, pow. What was that movie? You know what movie I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Okay, forget about it then. But you know, like a silly comedy movie when they have guns and they're like shooting them from every angle. Like, pow, pow. I swear there was like a funny movie we saw. Oh, you know what I know it's from? Tropic Thunder. I was just watching it.
Oh, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, remember? Because he was doing all that weird crap. The guy from Tropic Thunder. All right. Anyway, off subject. All right, so he said, awesome podcast. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much, Derek. Thanks for writing in. We appreciate it. He had good stuff to say. All right, next we have Yolanda. She writes to us all the time, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Yolanda, for writing in again this week. And she wrote, hey, Nicole. Oh, I already read her email, and I bust out laughing. And I didn't let Gary read it because I wanted to get his reaction on air, his authentic reaction to her email, because I thought it was super funny. I loved it. All right, she said, hey, Nicole and Gary, now this should have been the season premiere. This episode is in my top three for the show, behind the pilot and season 5, Carol, taking down the termites. Which I agree. I think, I definitely said I thought it was the best episode, but maybe that's going too far, but it is definitely in that top three. And she named good ones. The first episode, you know, you're all excited, everything's new. And then season 5 premiere last year, when Carol helped save everyone. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
She said, I'm sure you all have reaped praise on Kick-Ass Carol. I love the Burka and her leading Morgan like Chewbacca through the enemy.
Yeah.
That was cool. And speaking of Chewbacca, Star Wars tickets have gone on sale officially. So, that's pretty awesome.
Can't wait.
Yep.
Was it December 18th?
Somewhere around then. I figure we'd go see it on Christmas or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Sam hanging on to Jesse. He was like, oh, hell no, you're not leaving me alone. I did like that too. And I at first, almost for a second, had it as a dislike of Jesse about to leave him. But, well, she did kind of leave. She was about to leave him because she first said, I'm going to go get Ron. And then afterwards, when she actually left out of the closet the first time around, I was like, why the hell did she leave that closet? But then second time, we did hear that Ron came home and she knew that the person was in the house.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
One thing I didn't like about that scene, just going back, is when Ron said, "Hey, Mom." He sounded like he was already in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned that when we were watching it. Yeah, Ron did sound like he was in the house. And then when she was fighting him, when she was fighting that lady, did we see him come from outside or did he come from around the corner?
He came from outside because remember she said stay outside.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, they might have messed up then.
So I wonder why he'd call her if he was still outside.
Yeah, like, hey, Mom, are you in there? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. That really didn't make any sense.
Yeah, they might have just effed up a little. It was still good, so we let him slide. All right, so she continues. Speaking of Jesse, even though Pete was whipping her ass, for future reference, maybe you don't kill the only doctor in a 500-mile radius. Because Denise looks like she needs a shrink and a drink to deal with this.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I disagree. I mean, I think Pete deserved to die.
Pete deserved to die. I guess, yes, you do need a doctor, but at the same time, if it's like, if you kind of let that be the excuse, which is what the excuse they were giving him, that's the whole reason why they hadn't banished him yet, is because he was a doctor. Like, teach somebody else. You know, I don't know.
Well, they got a new doctor now.
Denise?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure she'd pick it up.
Yeah, she'll pick me. learning the human body and all that nonsense, yeah, you can learn that overnight.
But she said she was going to be a surgeon, so she's probably pretty familiar with it.
Yeah. She knows where the organs and all that stuff is.
She just said it kind of made her sick to her stomach.
Right. So, no, yeah, I usually agree with you, Yolanda. I'm have to disagree on this part, only because, one, he obviously already felt that way, which is why he was walking around drunk all the time, first of all.
Yeah.
How are you drunk and you're a doctor? Not saying you can't drink on your time off, but, dude, you're a doctor and you're drunk. Telling Rick to bring his kids over for a visit. Like, you're drunk, dude. Have some professionalism. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just know I wouldn't trust Pete around my kids. I wouldn't even want him handling me because, like, what if he's drunk? Or knowing that, like, you never know if he has bad intentions. What if he does something evil just to do it? Yeah, I don't know.
This guy was a woman and child beater.
Child beater, yeah.
Yeah, take my kid go over there to play and he whip my kid ass.
Right.
Hell no.
I'll take my chances, you know? I'll take my chances.
I'll stitch myself up.
Right, I'll stitch myself up. Exactly.
But I see where you're coming from, Yolanda.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, though.
Because I said the same thing during the fear when they killed off the nurse.
Yeah.
Remember, I said the same thing, like, you gonna kill off the only nurse you have?
Yeah.
The person who could... So I see where you're coming from. But in this case, I have to disagree because Pete was ass.
Yeah, definitely. And she said, I'm shaking a Walker bone at Gary for last week's I Ain't Fearing Shit award. Abraham, she has a lot of question marks and exclamation marks, which I thought was so funny.
What?
She said, for what? That
was a good one.
Stepping out of car going 5 miles per hour.
Yo, that car was going at least 10.
Nah, she's right, though. I was dying laughing when I read this. She said, you need to redeem yourself this week because that award belongs to Carol. If you don't give it to Carol, someone needs to Kanye the studio and let you finish in a minute after proclaiming Carol queen of the apocalypse.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I died. So what do you have to say for yourself?
I mean, she's right about this week, maybe. But, you know, I thought Abraham was badass. You know, he jumped out the car, did a little roll. Well, that's what I seen in my head. I don't think there was a roll. In my head, I seen him just roll out, go kill a couple of walkers, get him back on track, and hop back in the car. That's badass.
Yeah. No, Abraham was pretty badass last week. It was difficult. Because did Carol do anything last week that deserved it?
No, I think she's talking about for this
week. Oh, but for this week.
Yeah,
okay.
She's talking about this week.
Okay. I can't remember. Who did I give it to last week? I gave it to Glenn.
Yeah, you gave it to Glenn.
Okay. All right, she said, okay, I'm good now. Going to see if I can find some turtle casserole now. Gross. I don't want to picture that. Keep up the good work. Gary, don't disappoint. So, Gary, she has your I Ain't Fearing Shit award picked out already for you. You know you got to pick one out good now.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many people I could choose from.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Yolanda. It's always a pleasure, Yolanda, reading your emails.
You know, maybe I did drop the ball. Maybe the car was going slow. But in my head, it just looked so action-packed.
I thought it was still action-packed, but...
In my head, it was just badass. Like, he just did the roll, pull out the gun at the same time while he's rolling.
Right.
You know, a couple of headshots.
It was very Jack Bauer-y, but...
Yeah, kind of Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
in slow motion.
Yeah. All right, so we got an email from Gary's mom again, Miss Gloria.
My mom wrote back, huh?
Yeah, she wrote again. That's cool. She didn't even tell me this time. She was just like, I'm going to surprise them. Boom. So she wrote Rick, Daryl, Abraham, Michonne, question mark. Maybe she missed them. I don't know. I saw someone actually on Twitter go, I'm okay with Rick not being in this episode, but don't let it happen again. And I was like, why? The episode was good.
I didn't even notice Rick wasn't in the
episode. Yes. I mean, I think some people just complain just to complain. Like, the episode was good. So if they can have a good episode and Rick's not there, I'm okay with that. It's all about the story.
Yeah, I don't really have to see Rick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
But I guess if you're a real big fan of them, like, I'm thinking right now of Game of Thrones, which I'm still okay with it, but I love Peter Dinklage, Tyrion Lannister, my favorite Game of Thrones character. So I kind of miss him when he's not there, but if the story's good, the story's good.
Yeah.
You know?
And plus, you know, this is not the first time that Rick was in an episode.
Yeah, it's not.
They had plenty of episodes where they focused maybe on one person.
Right.
But yeah, there was plenty of episodes that Rick wasn't in last season. And a couple of seasons when they just focused on one person's story. Focused on other things like Maggie's sister when they were in the hospital.
Right. No, that was the worst. That was the worst episode ever. I think I said before, Daryl and Beth together, that one episode was the worst, but that was not the worst. It was the Beth at that damn hospital. That was like the worst episode ever, but go on.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
I did not. Even when I was rewatching season 5, I skipped over that whole thing. Yeah.
Then it was cool to see Carol come in. If there is anybody that I would like to see every episode, probably Michonne or Carol.
Yeah.
And Daryl. I like seeing Daryl.
Yeah, I've kind of missed Daryl. It doesn't seem like he's, I don't know.
But like I said, I mean, it wasn't a big deal because this show was so action-packed and we got to see Carol do her thing once again. I mean, I'm predicting that they kill Rick off pretty soon.
I won't be surprised, but I don't know. I don't know. Because the comic books are still coming out. An issue just came out the other day. So if they would have killed Rick off already, then we would have heard about it, like, in the comic books. Unless they just go in a different way from the comic books.
Well, you know that this universe is different from the comic universe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the Avengers, like the Marvel universe. For the movies, it's different from the Marvel universe in the comics.
Right. They follow it, but not so closely. All right, so Gloria continues. Geralt did that in the time it took to bake a meal. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Carl's still growing into himself. I agree.
Yeah.
Because like you said, we kind of got a little scared, like, why he let that guy get so close to him to grab his gun. But at the same time, Carl's still a kid. Maybe, you know, he still has that, oh, maybe I can stop him type of thing mentality.
No, we already know how Carl is. Remember, Carl was just headshotting, like,
yeah, because he headshot that guy, like, way back in season 3. Headshot that boy.
Carl really don't play. I think Carl just got in close probably to get a better shot. Okay. And just got caught off guard.
Okay. Well, I don't know. He seemed a little shook up after he killed him.
Well, because the guy almost killed him. The guy got close to him.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's probably shook up because the guy was able to reach for his gun.
Right. And I don't think Carl has killed that many humans. Like, living. He's killed a lot of walkers, but I bet if we go through all the episodes, we can probably count on one hand how many people he has killed.
Yeah, but you know, Carl was on a Rick level before Rick was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Okay, she wrote, Morgan doesn't want to kill anyone, but I think he did after that last W. She's talking about the alpha wolf at the end, wouldn't give up.
Yeah.
And we discussed it. We don't know.
I'm pretty sure he did because he did say sorry before.
Yeah.
He did the kill hit, but like it wasn't confirmed.
Yeah. You never know.
And then we did see him, like, walk and leave him. So I'm pretty sure the guy's dead.
Yeah, because why would you just leave him?
Yeah.
I can see Jesse's going to come up as one of the main ones. Okay. She didn't call her Carol Jr., but she's saying that she feels that she's going to be up there.
Hmm.
And then she has a correction for us. I think on our instant cast, we said that baby Judith was not in the episode. We didn't see her at all.
Yeah.
But we did. She's like, the baby was once in the stroller, and once she was on the monitor as Carol was setting the timer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It was good to keep that excitement up. It's contagious. I hope your listeners will love it. Thank you. And can't wait for your complete webisode. Great job, kids, mom. She didn't even sign Gloria anymore.
That's cool. Ma.
Thank you, Miss Gloria. I appreciate it. All right. So that is all of our listener letters. Like we said, we love to hear from you guys. Once again, the email is dead@theverdictsin.com. dead@theverdictsin.com. For the most part, we tape Monday night, so just have it into us by 7 p.m. Eastern, and you will be on the podcast.
Right.
All right. So now we're going to do our awards and prediction. And even on the instant cast, I was like, I don't know who's going to get the award. You know, I don't know who I'm going to give it to because it was so hard. And Gary was kind of like, I can't believe you're even questioning, like having, you know, trying to decide who's going to win.
Yeah.
And then after watching it the second time, I was like, yeah, he's right. You know, it's clear who the winner is. So the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award has to go to Eugene, right? It has to. I'm just joking. I wanted to see your face expression. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you lost your mind just now. Like, what?
Maybe one day we're laughing now, like 2 years from now. Like, oh my gosh, look at Eugene. I ain't fearing shit.
This, Eugene's not going to be around for 2 years.
No, of course, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same person you have, but the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award goes to Carol. She was awesome.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Is that who you have, or?
I mean, I have no choice now. I got threatened tonight.
Yeah, Yolanda threatened you.
Yolanda threatened me, so I guess I got to go with Carol.
Gary right now is scratching out Gabriel and writing in Carol. No, but yeah, it goes to Carol, definitely.
Yeah, it has to go to Carol.
She was awesome.
Like I said, she didn't miss a beat. She didn't flinch.
I love that. I love that they're also having a woman be strong character on this show. I mean, we've seen, well, they've had strong characters, Andrea and stuff like that, but they've kind of also had weak ones, Lori and Beth somewhat. So yeah, Carol's just representing for all
Carol
of us.
Carol has come so far.
Yes. Yeah. She has developed so nicely. I mean, some of the things she does, I don't agree with.
Yeah.
But I do love her character.
Yeah. She's a character playing a character.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. She's awesome.
Yeah. But we already knew that Carol was badass, like I said, you know, from, like, when they kicked her out of prison.
Yep. She didn't cry. She didn't whine. She's like, okay. Well, she did cry, but in private.
Yeah. Right. And when she went and saved them at Terminus, I mean, Carol has done a lot of things. Remember, she was just killing people when they got sick.
Yeah. Yeah. You're sick? You got a flu? Okay. You're dead.
You're dead. So, Carol, you know, she's being in her own, but this episode just make you remember that this is Carol. You know, Carol being Miss Homebaker so long that we probably forgot that, you know, Carol, this is who she is. She is who she is.
She's been this way. So, that whole thing, killing the people at the prison and then killing the little girl, Lizzie, that was all the way back in season 4.
Right. Look at the flowers.
Right. So, okay. Good job, Carol. All right, next for our most likely to die, and this person was not even in this episode. And
you know, we was wrong last episode.
Yeah, we said Glenn, only because he was not here. And you would think, okay, I'm going to say Glenn again, but I've kind of shifted. I don't know. Glenn may still die. I don't want him to. But I have this strong intuition that it's going to be Abraham. And it's only because when Rosita was talking to Spencer at the end, and she's like, you have to have someone that you care for, someone that you love. You know, like, Abraham, he's so strong. She mentioned Abraham in some form or fashion.
Yeah. She was saying that that was her to die for.
Okay.
This community, this group, and Abraham.
Okay. So, like, when she said Abraham, I don't know, a light bulb went off, and I was like, he's going to die next week.
Really?
Yes. Like, that's the vibes I got. I'm probably wrong, but still.
Wow.
Who do you give it to?
You know, I want to see Rick die. I'll have to give it to Glenn again.
Okay.
I mean, I think this is going to be Glenn's last episode.
I hope not. That'd be so sad. Him and Maggie, they found each other. I mean, it's a possibility, though.
Now that they killed Glenn, I don't know, because that'd be too much. Killing Glenn would probably be too much for Maggie. Right now, and Maggie's still trying to, I guess, console
Deanna.
So I don't know. I'm guessing Glenn, but then again, it could be one of the. I hope it's not Dr. Dre.
Who's Dr. Dre? Oh, Heath. I forgot about him that fast. Okay. Yeah. We'll see what's going on with him next week. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
But we love the episode, so it was great.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening as always. Thank you, Derek, Yolanda, and Miss Gloria for writing in. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Also, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, a rating on iTunes. There's so many Walking Dead podcasts. Me and Gary, you know, we're like season one Carol, and we're trying to get to season five Carol. And the only way we can do that is by letting people know that we're out there, because we may not show up on that list. There's so many podcasts out there, and we're still the newbies.
Yeah.
So leave us a review and a rating. It really does help us out. We appreciate it. Until Sunday night, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.